contacted the Sean Purcell yesterday and to ask for an emergency meeting, or at least for our monthly meeting to be brought forward next week. So that has happened. The meeting is scheduled now for Monday. It's a meeting with one item on the agenda to discuss the situation and the way forward for Kinloan and Buchrana.
Now, we know that Sean Purcell met with the three TDs from Donegal North East yesterday, including your own party colleague, Charlie McConlogue. Are you confident that with this movement and with this willingness on the part of Sean Purcell and the ETB to engage, that there may be a light at the end of the tunnel for Kinloan?
Well, that would be the whole objective. And the three people that you mentioned, my own colleague, Charlie McConlogue, Minister McHugh and TD Pádraic McLoughlin, they are also going to meet with the department to look for whatever support we can get in an effort to progress the situation and make sure that the Kinloan doesn't close down or be scaled down. Because at the meeting on Friday night, which I was at, there was a clear message coming from that meeting that there was absolutely to be no scaling down and that the Kinloan wasn't to close.
The argument from Sean Purcell is, on the face of it, a very compelling one. The community may have its views. People may have an emotional attachment to the idea of Irish language secondary education in Inishowen. But the bottom line is, if you're getting four applications for enrolment in a year, that is not sustainable and is not viable.
Absolutely. And we have to ask, why is there only four? And there's a number of contributing factors. And on that premise, we have to work on that. We have the Gael School in Buchrana with 200 pupils in it. We have the Nina in Buchrana with 40 pupils in it, full to capacity. The Gael School could expand but can't expand because of space. We have the feeder school from Mobile. We have also a feeder school from Derry. So why are there only four being enrolled? So we hope that won't be the case from September onwards.